Good morning, everybody, and welcome back, all vacationers. Today's daf is Nazir Daf Zayin. Elisha left off at the Mishnah on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. We want to thank Elisha for giving this shiur over the past few days while I was gone. We are holding again at the Mishnah on Zayin Amud Aleph. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Le'ilu Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha Shalom, also by Simeon Moshe Kleinman in Zchus for Shalema from Moshe Elimelech Halevi Ben Basha, and also for Shalema, to our dear friend, Shmaryo Ben Rezel Shoshana Miriam, Pesach Shar Chole Yisrael. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is the following. We're going to have a series of Mishnayos that discuss various Lashonos of Kabbalas Naziros. So the first Mishnah is going to have Lashonos of Kabbalas Naziros, of Kabbalas Naziros that result in a 30-day Naziros. Even though the Lashonos sound a little funny, they're all 30-day Naziros. The Gemara is going to discuss why the Lashon of Mikan V'Atsofa Olam means a 30-day Naziros. It doesn't sound like that should mean a 30-day Naziros. And the Gemara is going to have two explanations why the phrase that I'm being Mekabel Naziros Mikan V'Atsofa Olam means 30 days. Then the Gemara is also going to have two explanations of the difference between accepting Naziros Ad Makom Ploni, until a certain Makom, whatever that means, and accepting Naziros Kesa'aroshi, like the number of hairs on my head. What is the difference between those two Lashonos, and why do they result in different types of Naziros? Then the next Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to have three different Lashonos of being Mekabel more than one Naziros, and why we need all three of these Lashonos to tell me that in all three of them you're being Mekabel two Naziros and not just one. And then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to tell us a Lashon of more than 30 days that we do not interpret as a second Naziros, but we interpret as an extension of the first Naziros, meaning the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph and the Mishnah on Amud Beis have very similar Lashonos, but the nuance of difference between the Lashonos means an entirely different thing. That in the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph, we interpret it to mean that the person is being Mekabel multiple periods of Naziros, whereas on Amud Beis, we interpret it as being one long period of Naziros with an extra day added on, meaning not just 30 days, but an extra day, 31 days of Naziros. So we can explain why the difference between the two of them. So let's begin with the Mishnah on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. So again, this Mishnah is going to bring various Lashonos of Kabbalas Naziros that result in a 30-day Naziros. So Amar, Hareini Nazir Achas Gedola. Hareini Nazir Achas Katana. Person says, I'm going to be a Nazir Achas Gedola. Tosa says that the word Achas over here is not really part of his expression. He really says, Hareini Nazir Gedola, Hareini Nazir Katana. The word Achas over here is like Achazu V'Achazu. Whether he says, Hareini Nazir Gedola, or whether he says, Hareini Nazir Katana, it's just inserted. The word Achas is inserted in the middle of the phrase, even though it really means like to be inserted at the beginning of the phrase, that it's Achas this or Achas this, whether this or whether that. That's not clearly what the Mishnah means according to every interpretation we're going to see in the Gemara, but at least right now in reading the Mishnah, Tosa says that's what it means, that Hareini Nazir Gedola, or a person says Hareini Nazir Kitana. The Girsa of the Mefarish is in the reverse order, that Hareini Nazir Achas Kitana and then Hareini Nazir Achas Gedola, and the reason the Mefarish has that Girsa makes a lot of sense when you read the next line, Afilu Mikan V'Atsofa Olam, or a third Lashon. A person says mikan v'atzofa olam. That Hareini Nazir mikan v'atzofa olam. So according to the Girsa of the Mefarish, it makes sense. We're starting with Nazir Katana, Hareini Nazir Gedola, Hareini Nazir mikan v'atzofa olam, which is even bigger than Gedola. So that's why the Mefarish has it that way. That's how the Rashash explains the Girsa of the Mefarish. So if you say in all those cases, Nazir Shloshim Yom, he's a Nazir for 30 days, no less than 30 days, no more than 30 days. Tosos points out that even though he says Nizirus Ketana, he doesn't mean less than 30 days. He means that it's not so hard for him to observe the Nizirus. That the Nizirus is a small deal for him. It's not a big deal. The Rambam, the Meiri, and the Mefarish write that no, he really means to be Mekabel a smaller Nizirus. He's trying to be Mekabel a 5-day Nizirus, a week-long Nizirus. But the problem is, we know that a Nizirus P'chusim Yishloshim Yom. You can't do that. So if you're Mekabel a Nizirus for one day, you're a Nazir for Shloshim Yom. So when he says Hareini Nazir Katana, he does not mean Hareini Nazir for Shloshim Yom like Tosel says, but I just don't view it as a big deal. He means I'm being mekabel a smaller nazirus, and the halacha is that it's shloshim yom. Mishal Melch actually wonders why Tosfos interprets it to mean not like the Rambam and the Meiri and the Mefarish. Why does Tosfos think that it means that he's being mekabel a nazirus in a way that he's saying that it's not so hard for him? Everyone agrees to the halacha that if you're mekabel a nazirus for yom echad, for shua achas, for 15 days, that it automatically turns into a 30-day nazirus. So the other Rishonim would fit much better than Hareini Nazir Achas Katana. I'm trying to be Makabal a short nazirus, a small nazirus, but Afal Pikein, it's got to be Shloshim Yom. So the Birchas Rosh suggests that to explain Tosfos that the Gemara is about to interpret that Nazir Achas Gedola means that I view nazirus as a big deal. Not that nazirus is that I'm being Makabal a long nazirus, but I view nazirus as a big deal. So in order to keep it consistent, the Lashonos and the Mishnah consistent, it makes sense that Hareini Nazir Achas Katana means that I view nazirus as not a big deal, as a very small deal, rather than a length of time of the nazirus. So our Mishnah just told us, if you say Hareini Nazir Achas Gedola, if you say Hareini Nazir Achas Katana, or if you say Hareini Nazir Mikan V'atzov Olam, in all three of those instances, you are a nazir for 30 days and only 30 days. So the Gemara asks, on that last Lashon, Hareini Nazir Mikan V'atzov Olam, it's only 30 days? Amai, v'mikan v'atzof ha'olam ka'amar. You said that you're being mekabel nazirus, mikan v'atzof ha'olam. Sounds like you're being mekabel nazirus your entire life. What does sof ha'olam mean? Doesn't that mean that you're being mekabel nazirus for the duration of your entire life? Because ad sof ha'olam means ad sof my olam, as long as my relationship with this olam exists, which means for the rest of my life. That's at least how the Rush understands the question. The Gemara is not so expressive in terms of what it means to ask. It just says, what do you mean? I mean, not so volum kamar. And what do you think that means? So the Rush has to add in, no, what that sounds like it means is that you're being the Kabbalah and the Zeros your entire life. Tosos understands that the Gemara is asking a little bit differently, that you're being mekabel nazirus based on the amount of time that it would take to travel from where you are until sof ha'olam. And that would turn into your entire life. But mikan v'atzov ha'olam doesn't mean so long as I have my a relationship with this world, which is my entire life. No, it means mikan, from here, where I am right now, ad sof ha'olam, until I fall off the face of this earth, until I travel far enough to fall off the face of this earth. And that's my entire life. So Melech Siyom Tov raises the question, but you say mikan v'atzov ha'olam, so it sounds like the shear of the nazirus is based on the amount of time that you go from where you are until sof ha'olam. Does a person even know what that is? How long that is to go from where he is ad sof ha'olam? No one's ever made it that far. We don't even know what kind of distance that is. So in the Tiferes Tzion, he explains, no, the world is round. So mikan v'atzof ha'olam means till you get back to the point that you are. So wherever it is, it's always the same distance. You know exactly what the distance is. And therefore, but in the end of the day, it means to say that the Gemara is asking, mikan v'atzof ha'olam sounds like a lot more than 30 days. However you want to touch it up, whether it means however long I live, whether it means how long it would take me to travel to this very same spot on the earth if I go around the entire globe, whatever it is, it means a lot more than, it should mean a lot more than 30 days. So why does it mean only 30 days? So the Gemara is going to have two answers to this question. One answer we're going to have right now, and then the other answer we're going to have much later in the sugya right before the Mishnah. So answer number one, why does mikan v'atzof ha'olam mean 30 days? Because hachi kamar, what you're trying to express is aricha li hadom ilsa kim mikan v'atzof ha'olam, that being mekabel in zeros of even 30 days to me is so difficult, it's so challenging, it's as if I was mekabel in zeros ad sof ha'olam. Meaning one would imagine that the first 30 days are the most challenging, right? Once you get past the first 30 days, you probably get used to living that way, right? But going into having such a lifestyle change in the first 30 days, so that's going to be very very challenging for him. And even though we could understand what he's saying as kipshuto, that he's being mekabel nazirus till he dies, Rishonim point out, the Rush points out, we'd rather interpret that he's expressing how difficult it is for him, because we are suffering in the Zerus, we're going to be Machriya Lahakel. If we have a suffix about what is Lashon means, then it could either mean forever or it could mean Shloshim Yom. But each one, we have a Taich. We have a way to say how those words could mean forever or those words could mean Ad Shloshim Yom. So we go Lahakel. We'd rather go Lahakel and say that it's only Ad Shloshim Yom. Tosos explains a little differently. Tosos over here explains that if he wanted to be Makabel Nazirus, Ad Sofa Olam, meaning the amount of a very long time for the rest of his life, he should have said that, he should have put a time to it. He should have said, Harein Makabel Nazirus Chamish Me'o Shana, or something like that. And we know, okay, you're not going to be around in Chamish Me'o Shana. We know that means his entire life. And the fact that he didn't say that, it must mean that Ad Sofa Olam must not mean that. It must mean that he's being Makabel a shorter amount of Nazirus. Now, Tos Rabbeinu Peretz has a third way of explaining. He says in one of his answers that when we say Mikan, and you don't just say Hareini Nazir Ad Sof Olam, so you're it's Muchach that you don't really mean Ad Sof Olam. By adding the word Mikan, you're saying something else. And it must, so what must you be saying? You must be saying that it's just a challenging thing to be Mekabel this Nazirus. So again, the Gemara says, how could we interpret Mikan Ad Sof Olam to mean 30 days? The Gemara's answer, very simply, the Gemara's answer is that you're saying not how long your Nazirus will be, but how challenging your Nazirus is for you. Three interpretations of Rishonim, why we would say it means how challenging versus how long. You have the Rush who just says, it could mean either way, so we go Lahakel. You have Tosos who says that there would have been a better way to say a longer period of time, like Chamish Me'os Shana. And you have Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz says that the word Mikan gives it away. That when you say the word Mikan, that implies that you're just saying that it's going to be difficult to you, for you. So asks the Gemara, Tanan, we have a Mishnah. In tomorrow's daf, on daf Chesam and Aleph, that if a person doesn't say at Sofalim, he says, Hareini Nazir Mikan, and Mekom Ploni, I'm being Mekabel Nazirus from here until, and then he identifies a Mekom. Then Omdin Kama Yamim Mikan V'ad Mekom Ploni. We have to assess how long it would take to travel from here until that Mekom. And Pachos Mishloshim Yom, if the length of time it would take to travel from here until the Mekom that he identifies is less than 30 days, well then Nazir Shloshim Yom. He's got to be a Nazir for 30 days because there's no such thing as Nazirus for any less than 30 days. But v'imlav, but if the amount of period that in the amount of time that it would take to travel from here until Makom Ploni is more than 30 days, then Nazir Kiminyan Hayamim. Then he's a Nazir for the amount of days that it takes to travel Mikan van Makom Ploni. So ask the Gemara, why is that the case? If Mikan v'atzofa Ola means he's just expressing how difficult it is to be a Nazir, but it's not really about the length of time. Well, then why Mikan van Makom Ploni? Do we assume it means the amount of time that it takes to go from here and Makom Ploni? Ve'ema hachanami, why don't we say about this Mishnah and Daf Ches that even if the journey would take more than 30 days, his kavana was really only for a Nazirus of Shloshim Yom, and he said Ad Makom Ploni because Arichli Yomilsa Kimi Kani Ad Makom Ploni, because he's kvetching, he's saying that this is as difficult for me as traveling from Mikan the Ad Makom Ploni. He's expressing how difficult the Nazirus is going to be for him to keep. So that's the Gemara's Kasha, that if you're going to give this first answer that we gave in the Gemara, that Mikan V'Ad Sof Olam is just saying how challenging it's going to be for him, then how come when you say Mikan V'Ad Makom Ploni, we take it literally, we start assessing the amount of days that it would take, and we don't just say it's fetching how challenging it's going to be. So answers the Gemara, Amar Rava Shehechzik Baderech. Rava says that in that Mishnah and Daf Ches, when we interpret it literally, and we start looking at how many days it's going to take, it's talking about a case where he's already traveling. And it's mistaver that as a zchus, in order to be saved from the sakanos that one finds on the derech, he was mekabel nazirus, like the amount of days that it takes to go, mikan ad makom ploni. But in our case, where we said mikan v'atzof olam, he wasn't traveling anywhere. So what does he mean by mikan v'atzof olam? So in our case, it must be that he's just expressing how difficult the travel is going to be. Now, the nuschas harivan that's printed on the side of the Gemara, in Osvav, he doesn't have the girsa of Rava, he has Rabba. Because Rava is going to give another answer later in the Gemara to the whole Mikan V'atzof Olam idea. Meaning we ask, why does Mikan V'atzof Olam mean only 30 days? And the answer was, because he's kvetching. And now Rava is explaining that answer. But Rava is going to give a different answer, how Mikan V'atzof Olam means only 30 days. So it's not mistaver that Rava is going to be explaining this first answer when Rava himself has a different answer. So they either change this one to Rabbah or that one to Rabbah. One of them is Rabbah. One of them is Rabbah. The Mishnah Lemelech writes that according to Tosfos and the Rosh, he's mekabel nezirus because of the sakanos haderech. When he's hichzik baderech, it doesn't mean that he already started to go. It means that he wants to start traveling. But it's hichzik baderech doesn't mean that he's already on the road, because when you're already on the road, that's not the time to be mekabel. Something to protect you from sakanos haderech if you're nervous about a trip. And that's the only coincidence. But traveling, if you're nervous about everyone in the room, I think just travel. If you're nervous about traveling, so when you're nervous about traveling, so sakana saderech means so you'd be mekabel prior to the trip about sakana saderech. Now it's interesting. The Rishonim have different mahalchim in explaining what kishirchik baderech means. Some say that it means that since you're already beemtza haderech, it's clear that you don't mean that the travel is so difficult for you. And mele when you say already know. It means literally how long it's going to take for you to get from where you are on the road until you get there. Whereas others say, like we just said, that no, it means that you're omeid lotzeis l'derech. Shehichzik b'derech means that you're about, hichzik means you're about to travel, not that you're in middle of traveling. So two ways of explaining that phrase of hichzik b'derech. Does hichzik b'derech mean you're already in middle of traveling, or does it mean you're about to travel? Why does it matter so much whether that phrase means you're about to travel, you're already in middle of traveling? The Chidah in his Sefer Shar Yosef on Maseches Horios brings a raya from this machlokas to the discussion poskim have about tefilas haderech. When do you say tefilas haderech? Should it be before you start traveling, when you're still in your city, or after you've already left the city? The tour in Orach Chaim, Simon Kuf Yod writes that the Maram Rutenberg, when he was Yotzei Laderech, he would say Tfilas Haderech B'Tfilas Shachris after Gomel Chasadim Tovim Li'amo Yisrael. And then the Torah says, well, you should say this Tfila Achar Shehichzik B'Derech. And that's what he passed in Shulchan Aruch. Omer Osa Achar Shehichzik B'Derech. So Magen Avraham says that you don't say it while you're still in the city that you live, even though you're preparing yourself to travel. You say it after you've already left the Tchum of the city, which is 70 Amos and a little bit after all the city, all the houses of the city are, you pass all the houses of the city. So according to that, Hichzik B'Derech means you're already on the road, meaning you're already in the middle of your road. So that's what Hichzik B'Derech means. However, the Taz writes that as soon as a person is gamar belibo, a person makes a decision and prepares himself to travel, he's allowed to say this tefillah, he's already able to say tefillah sederech. And that's how he explains what the Shulchan Aruch means when the Shulchan Aruch paskins that a person is supposed to say Omer Osa Achar Shehichzik B'Derech, that he's muchzak b'vadai, that he's going to go, that his tickets are all ready, his bags are all packed, he knows that he's going. And the Taz says, Re'isi l'ktsas makpidim shelo yomer osa ad shu dafko chutz li'ir al asada ve'en l'zeh shorosh ve'ikur mikol ha'perushim. He says that I've seen some people say they have to wait till you're on the road. It's incorrect, and there's no basis for that. Ram Rundberg would say it in Shachris in Shul on the day that he would later travel. So very clearly, it was not something that they would say after the. That's the Taz's argument against the Magen Avraham. Nevertheless, the Achronim write that the Machlokas in the poskim is only on the first day that a person goes to the Derech. But after he's already left his city and he's already sleeping somewhere on the Derech, he could say Tefillas HaDerech in the morning when he prepares himself to go to his next destination. He doesn't have to wait till he's already traveling on the second leg of his trip. But in terms of the whole discussion, is only when he's about to leave. So here you have an expression in Maseches Nazir, Hichzik B'Derech, a discussion in the Rishonim. What does the phrase mean? Does it mean you've already started to travel, or you're about to start traveling? And it could be that that's goof of the Machlokas between the Magen Avraham and Taz in Hilchos Tefillas HaDerech. I think we generally pass like the Magen Avraham, that we wait till we're on the runway or something. We wait to start saying Tefillas HaDerech. We don't say Tefillas HaDerech in the morning before we leave our homes. It could be that it relates to, I wrote in my second sefer, a whole piece about Tefillas HaDerech, could be it relates to what the purpose of Tefillas HaDerech is. If Tefillas HaDerech is like a Netilas Rishus, that you're asking the Ribbono Shel Olam for permission before you make a major move in your life, like traveling. So then it's more mistaver that it should be before you leave. But if it's about the sense of sakana and it's a bakasha, shas sakana, it's like a tefillah b'makom sakana. So if that's the case, then it makes sense that when you sense that sakana already, when you're already on the derech, that you should say the tefillah zarek. Many nafkaminas that chakira, I have my second sefer, but that could be one of the many nafkaminas. So anyway, the Gemara asks on that Mishnah that we said, again, we have our Mishnah where he said Hareni Nazir at Sofa Olam, and we said that just means Shloshim Yom. And then we have a Mishnah tomorrow's daf of Hareni Nazir Mikan Yad Makom Ploni, where that we assess by how many days it's going to take you to get to Makom Ploni, and that's how long your Nazirus is. So ask the Gemara, that's how long your Nazirus is? V'lahave kol parsa uparsa. Why don't we say that when you say Hareni Nazir Ad Makom Ploni in the Mishnah Daf Ches, why don't we interpret it that you're being Makabel one Nazirus connected each parsa that you travel, and you should count nizirios based on the number of parsaos that you travel. So if it's 10 parsa to get to my destination, I should have a series of 10 straight periods of nizirios. So I'm Rav Papa ba'asra delomani parsi. Parsi, we talk about miles, we talk about feet, yards, I don't know, we talk about meters. Who talks about parsaos? So we're talking about a case where no one measures things in parsaos. Remember, nedarim are halach achar lashon b'nei adam. We have to assume what the person means. Why would a person be talking about parsaos? So the Mishnah is telling me in a case where no one measures anything by parsaos. So Gemara says, yeah, you don't get the point. The point is not to ask about what particular unit of measurement we're talking about. Well, the point of the question was that instead of saying that ad makom ploni is that the length of my one zeros should be however many days it takes to get from here at Makom Ploni, maybe I really mean to be Makabel a number of nizirios corresponding to some unit of travel. So, good, make it about every day. How many days it takes to travel? That's what Tosus and the Rush point out, that Avna means day. That we find in Masechet Bava Metzia on Daf Ayin Tes that the term Avna means day. Rashi in Masechet Bava Metzia Daf Ayin Tes says that Avna means a place of lodging at night. But it turns out to mean the same thing. How many places of lodging are you going to have along the way? Well, if you go to sleep every night, it means how many days are you going to be traveling? But the Gemara is saying, let us assume that he's being makabel a separate nizirus for each day of travel on Makom Ploni. After all, milo tnan, don't we have another Mishnah in tomorrow's daf? Hareini nazir ka'afar ha'aretz uchsa aroshi. A person says, I'm being makabel nizirus like corresponding to the dirt on the ground, or to the hairs on my head, or to the sand by the sea, hareza nazir olam. So he was being nazir nazirios one right after the other throughout the rest of his life, because those are things that you can't even count. How are you going to count the afar haaretz l'chol hayam? Okay, hairs on the head. It depends who we are, but you know it's easier these days for me to count. But that's forever. So that should be a nazir olam. Now, Nazir Olam does not mean Nazir Olam. Meaning we had the phrase Nazir Olam means a guy who's being Makabel one Nazirus for the rest of his life, and he's Mekel Betar, and he could lighten his load of hair depending three-way Machlokes Tanayim, how often, every 7 days, every 30 days, every 12 months, whatever it might be. Over here, the word Nazir Olam means Nizirios, one after the other in succession, Liolam. That he's going to have a period of Nizirios for 30 days, then another one for 30 days, then another one for 30 days, forever and ever. So, Megaleach, Achas L'Shoshim Yom, and therefore, at the end of each period of Nizirios, it's not Mekel Betar, it's Megaleach. He goes through the whole Giluach process because it's the end of that Nizirios. So, apparently, we explain that phrase to mean, meaning these phrases of Kafara Aretz, Ksar Roshi, Kechol Hayam, to mean a series of Nazirios, one right after the other. So why don't we say Mikanvan Makom Ploni also means that you're meeting Makabel not a single period of Nazirios relating to the amount of days it takes to travel to Makom Ploni, but you're being Makabel one Nazirios after the other relating to the amount of days it takes to travel on Makom Ploni. So if it takes me 15 days, if it takes me 50 days to travel on Makom Ploni, then I have 50 straight Nazirios of 30 days for the next 50 months. I'm going to have to be in and out of Nazirios. So well, why don't we interpret it that way? So the Gemara gives two answers to that question. What the difference, again, the question is, what's the difference between Sar Roshi, where we count the number of hairs on my head, and that's how many periods of Nazirus I have to take, versus Ad Makom Ploni, where we just say, no, it's one Nazirus for however long it takes to travel to that place. So answers the Gemara, first answer, Kol Milsa De Ispa Kitsusa Lo Katani. Anything that has a set amount, like the distance from here, Ad Makom Ploni, the Tana doesn't say that you have to count as Nazirios, as periods of Nazirus one after the other for the rest of your life. Since you're told that you're Nazirus in something that is set, something that has a kitzvah, we assume you mean to be a Makabel one long period of Nazirus relating to that set number. It's only when you're told you're Nazirus in something that's ain lo kitzvah, something that there is no set number, like the hairs on your head, the dirt, the sand of the sea, that's where we assume that you don't intend to have one long period of Nazirus. We intend to have multiple periods of Nazirus, one right after the other. And the Gemara says, I'll bring you a raya. Vahatanya, we have a brisa that says, Hareini Nazir Kol Yimei Chayai, Hareini Nazir Olam. If a person says, I'm going to be a Nazir for the rest of my life, or a person says, I'm going to be a Nazir Olam, Harei Zeh Nazir Olam. That's where we have this din that we discussed previously about Nazir Olam. Nazir Olam means that you're Nazir the rest of your life, and every once in a while, you are Mekel Betar, and you bring three karbanos, three behemos for a karban. That's when you're not Nosin Kitzvah. That's when you don't give a set amount of time. But afilu mea shana, afilu elef shanim. But if you give a set amount of time for your Nazirus, whether it be 100 years, whether it be 1,000 years, so even though you need to be knowing Nazirus for the rest of your life, ein ze nazir olam, ela nazir lit olam. Then you're not going to have a din of a nazir olam who gets to be mekel betar every once in a while. No, then you become a nazir forever, and you're never allowed to cut your hair. Because since you were nosin kitzvah, since you set an amount of time, you're being makabel one long period of nazirus, and you're not allowed to be megaleich in the middle at all. And therefore, how does that help us? If you say, hareini nazir mikan v'al makom ploni, since you're nosin kitzvah, we don't assume you're being makabel many Nazirios, it's one long Nazirus. So it's just like when you're nosing kitzvah for Elef Shanim, so it's a kitzvah, it's a set amount of time. So it's one long Nazirus. When you say Mikan Dan Makom Ploni, it's a kitzvah, and therefore it's one long Nazirus corresponding to the number of days from here on Makom Ploni. But by a Davar Shein Lo Kitzvah, like Sa'ar Roshi, Afar, Chol, so we assume that you're Mikabel Nazirios, consecutive periods of Nazirus, and every 30 days you're Megalech. So it turns out that there are three different circumstances. If you take a Neder Nazirus, Kisayar, Ka'afar, Kichol, so it's Ein Lo Kitzvah, so you're Nazir of many consecutive periods of Nazirus. If you say Hareini Nazir Kol Yimei Chayai, or Hareini Nazir Olam, then you're Nazir Olam, a different type of Nazirus called Nazir Olam, where you're Mekel Betar once every 30 days, every week, every 12 months, whatever it might be, the different Shittos. And if you say Hareini Nazir Meya, O Elef Shanim, so then you're a Nazir Kol Yimei Chayav, because you're Nazir Nazirus by something that's Yesh Lo Kitzvah, and then it's one long Nazirus, Adyom Moso, and you're not allowed to be Makaleach, you're not allowed to be Mekel Betar, and you don't bring a karban, Kol Yamav. So that's that's how Tosfos sums up the sugya. So that's answer number one. Again, answer number one to which question? To the question of why is there a difference between being Makabel Nazirus on Makom Ploni versus being Makabel Nazirus corresponding to the number of sand at the sea. So we said because one is Yesh Lo Kitzvah and one is Ein Lo Kitzvah. A second answer, Rabba Amar Shaini Sa'aros, Hol Muvdalos Zomizo. That when you're being Makabel Nazirus corresponding to the hairs on your head, each hair is different from the other one, right? The Gemara says in the end of the first paragraph of Basra about when Eov is complaining that maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu confused Eov for Oyev, that he's suffering such Yisurim, maybe you confused me for your enemy and you mixed up the Yud and the Vav, and you thought I'm not Eov, you thought I'm Oyev. So the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what are you kidding me? HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that each hair grows out of it, each hair follicle comes out of a different guma in a person's body, and if two hairs were to come out of the same guma, the whole world would fall apart, right? You know, the person wouldn't be able to live. So each hair is distinct from the other, right? That's basic to the nature of hair, that they're muvdalo zumizu. So therefore, if you say kisaroshi, we assume that you mean to be makabel nazirios, separate nazirios for each hair on your head. But if you say, since the amount of days that it takes to get from here to Makom Ploni are not separate units from each other. So meaning the time is a continuum. So the amount of time that it takes to travel, one day leads right into the next. There is no clear hevdel between one and the next. And therefore, that means one long period of Nazirus. That's how Tosfos understands that Yomim are not Mischalkim Zemizeh as opposed to Sa'aros. The Rush writes that Nazir Mikadva and Makom Ploni, it's considered to be one long unit, not because time is one long unit, but you're describing distance traveled. And Sadna Da'arachadhu, the land mass is one long land mass, right? When you see on a map that there are lines in between states, and there's no actual line, right? Meaning it's one long land mass. So since Sadna Da'arachadu, it's one long landmass, so we assume that that's one long Nazirus that you mean to be Mekabel. So Frakta Gemara, is that true? That days, let's go with the first interpretation of the Tosfos, that it's about days, that days are one long period of time, it's one long continuum of time. Is that true? Gabi Yomi Nami, don't we learn by days? Haksiv, Vayi Erev, Vayi Voker, Yom Echad! So it sounds like Yomim are moved all in Zemizah, that we do separate one day from the other. Right? Bein HaShemashos, let's assume this going like the Shita, the Bein HaShemashos, Keheref Ayin, that there's a point in time where it just changes, where the calendar changes, and that's a split between one day and the next. So even though you say Mikabel HaMakom Ploni, we should say that you mean to be Mikabel many Nazirios, like the amount of days. So answers the Gemara, no, Hasam Lab de Mafsiki Me'adadi. When it comes to days, it doesn't mean that days are actually separated one from the other. When you say Ve'er Ve'Yoker Yom Echad, it doesn't mean that they're separated one from the other. So my Amar, You know what it means when it says Ve'er Ve'Yivoker Yom Echad? You know what the Torah is teaching me? That Yimama V'Layla Chad Yomahu. That if you want to know how we cheshbon, what's called a day, it's that the Yom and the Layla that precede it are considered one day. That in the Jewish calendar, we look at a day as far as Shabbat is concerned, as far as Yom Tov is concerned, everything except for Mikdash, we view the day as starting from the previous night. But the olam lamavski me'adadi, but time is still one long continuum, and that's why when you say mikan v'makom ploni, meaning long story short, what the Gemara is answering is the when you say mikan v'makom ploni, how do I know you mean one long period of nazirus corresponding to the number of days that it takes to travel? Because time is one long continuum. So that's what the Gemara is suggesting. As opposed to saroshi, we assume a separate nazirus for each hair, because each hair is separate, each granule of sand is separate. So long story short, the Gemara had asked what's the difference between Saroshi versus Makom Ploni, and the Gemara gave versus Mikana Makom Ploni, and the Gemara gave two answers. One answer was Yesh Lo Kitzva versus Ein Lo Kitzva, and the other answer was whether it's Muvdol Zumizu, whether they're separate units from each other or they're one long unit. But now the Gemara is going to go back, at least the way many of the Rishonim understand, to that first question we started with. We started not by asking about Sarosho or anything. We started with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah didn't say Ad Makom Ploni, didn't say Sarosho. Our Mishnah just said, if I take in the zeros, Mikan Vatsofa Olam. So it means 30 days. So we asked, why? Why does Mikan Vatsofa Olam mean 30 days? So the first answer was because the guy's kvetching. He's saying that to keep a Nazirus is such a is as difficult for him as Ad Sofa Olam. But not. But all he meant is 30 days. Now a second answer to that question, Rava, or maybe Rabba. Remember that discussion we had earlier. Rava Amar Lamalach Akshuya Kulehai. Why is it so difficult? What we say in the Mishnah, Mikan Ad Sofa Olam, means that he only knows it for 30 days. Shiny Hasam, the din of Mikan Ad Sofa Olam is clearly different. Takatani Hare. Because our Mishnah says, Hareini Nazir Achas Gedola, Hareini Nazir Achas Ketana, Hareini Nazir Mikan Vatsof Olam. Clearly means Hareini Nazir Achas Mikan Vatsof Olam. That he's using the word Achas. Now, this answer of the Gemara assumes, not like Tosfos at the beginning of the Sugya, that Achas is not, it actually is part of his Lashon. That not like Tosfos said, that Achas just means Achazu V'Achazu, whether you say this or that. No, his Lashon is actually Achas. So if his Lashon is Achas, so now I know that he means to be Mekabel, one short Nazirus of 30 days. So when he says Mikan Vatsof Olam, he's just saying that it's a Tircha in the Nazirus. But clearly from the word Achas, we know that he means one short Nazirus. Good, new Mishnah. Hareini Nazir V'Yomechad. Hareini Nazir V'Sha'a Achas. Hareini Nazir Achas U'mechza. Person says, I'm going to do Nazirus plus a day. I'm going to do Nazirus plus an hour. I'm going to do a Nazirus and a half. So I raise another Stein. All three of those Lashonos mean that he's going to have to do two consecutive periods of Nazirus. So Lamili Mishnah Kalhani, why do I need three examples where he says more than a Nazirus, and we interpret it to mean, what difference does it mean whether he says an hour more than a Nazirus, a day more than a Nazirus, 15 days more than a Nazirus. Either way, he's going to have to do two Nazirios. So Tzrichi, the Itana, Harein Nazir V'Yom Echad. If it only would have given the example where he says Harein Nazir V'Yom Echad, Hachadu, I mean, Nazirus V'Yom Echad, Vam Tula Hachi Ketani Tartin. Everyone knows that there's no Nazirus of less than 30 days. So clearly, when he says Yom Echad, he means to accept two Nazirios. Avla Reini Nazir V'Sha'a Achas. But if he says Harein Nazir V'Sha'a Achas, I would think, Limni Shloshim Echad Yom, that it's not a second Nazirus. I would view that as the Sha'a Achas being another day to tack on to the end of his Nazirus. Rishonim have a difficult time explaining why. Why would you assume that? That the Yom Echad is not tacking on another day and means a new Nazirus, whereas Sha'a Achas means tacking on another day. So the way the Tosus explains is that when you say Sha'a Achas, everyone knows that Nazirus are not counted by hours. It's counted by days. So if you meant to accept a separate Nazirus, we have to add two things to what you said. Number one, that you mean a day, and number two, not a Sha'a, and number two, that that day really means 30 days. So we'd rather just say that you're just adding a day and not to add two things to what you're saying. But when you say, Arini Nazir V'yom Echad, we only have to add one thing to what you're saying to turn it into two Nazirios. Okay, so come Ashbalan. That's why I need the second expression in our Mishnah. V'itana Sha'a Achas, Mishum Delo Nachas L'dafka. And if it would have said, Arini Nazir V'sha'a Achas, I would say, because the person is not being medactic B'dvarav, because he's taking a nether, something that can't be, that there's no Nazirus by Sha'os. So since you have to anyway change his words and say he means something else, so you say, okay, he means a whole nother Nazirus. Avlach Mechsa Denachs Ladafka, but it is possible to have 45 straight days of Nazirus, so maybe Achas Mechsa means 45 days of Nazirus. Emalolim Nitarti. So I might think you don't have to do two separate Nazirus, you just do one long Nazirus and a half. So Kamash Malan, Kula Nazir Shtayim. That's why it has to tell me the Chiddush that it all means Nazir Shtayim. Now the next Mishnah says, the Mishnah, another case where Nazirus, in this case we're going to have where you don't, it sounds very similar to the case that we just discussed, but it's not going to be viewed as a second Nazirus. Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom V'Sha'a Achas. Nazir Shloshim V'Echad Yom. So when you say Shloshim Yom V'Sha'a Achas, the halacha is, you're a Nazir, one Nazirus for 31 days. It's different than saying Hareini Nazir V'Sha'ach, Shein Nazirus L'Sha'os, because Shloshim Yom V'Sha'achas can't mean 30 days and an hour, because that's not such thing. It must mean a period of Nazirus of 31 days. So, and the difference between this and the previous Mishnah is that over here he said Shloshim Yom V'Sha'achas, whereas in the previous Mishnah he said Hareini Nazir V'Sha'achas. So that's key, he said Hareini Nazir, plus again Hareini Nazir for Sha'achas. So that's two Nazirios. But if you say Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom, I'm a Nazir once. For how long? Shloshim Yom plus a little bit. And the smallest unit of time that we're able to add to a Nazirus is one day. And therefore, it's a 31-day Nazirus. Because you can't make a person cannot make himself a Nazir for 30 days and an hour. It's got to be 31 days. So the Gemara qualifies this. That Amar Rav, Lo Shanu El Damar Shloshim Ve'Echad Yom. Aval Amar Shloshim Yom V'Yom Echad Nazir Shtayim. That's only if you say Shloshim Ve'Echad Yom, as like you say it as a number, 31 days. But if you say Shloshim Yom V'Yom Echad, meaning in our mission you didn't even say Shloshim Ve'Echad Yom, you said Shloshim Yom Sha'a Achas, but it means that either one, that you make it sound like one long number. But if you say Shloshim Yom V'Yom Echad, since you add an extra word Yom in your phrase, Nazir Shtayim, then we assume you mean to be Mekabel two separate Nazirios of Shloshim Yom. So the Gemara explains, Rav Savrla Rabbi Akiva Didarath Lishni Yisera. Rav holds, like Rabbi Akiva, that whenever you add an extra word into a phrase that doesn't belong there, that doesn't need to be there, it changes the halacha. We assume you're not just throwing in a word. We assume you mean to say something by that. Where do we find Rabbi Akiva holds such a thing? Ditnan. We have a Mishnah Maseches Basra Daf Samach Dalid. Someone sells a house. So Loes Habar Veloes Hadus. When he's selling the house, he is not including the bar in the house, nor the dus, another type of chafira where they have water. Afal pi shakasav lo, even though in the shtar mechira it says Kavaruma. I'm selling you the depths and the heights of the house. But he's not selling these things because the way one uses a bar and a dus is different than the way one uses a house. So therefore, it's not included in the mechira. So even though the bar and the dus remain in the seller's possession, if the seller wants to access the bar and the dus, he has to buy the rights to be able to walk through the house or walk through the property in order to be able to access the bar and the dus. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Say no, if he's leaving the bar and the dus for himself, he's obviously leaving himself a path to be able to get there, and he doesn't have to be likach l'derech. But Rabbi Kivu says that you have to buy a derech to get to your bar and dus. Umod Rabbi Kivu b'zman she'omer lo, that Rabbi Kivu agrees that if the mocher says to the lokech, I'm selling you the house, chutz me'elu, and he says, but I'm not, he has a good lawyer, and the lawyer puts in the contract, the bar and the dus are not included in the sale. Well, why would you have to say that? It's automatic that the bar and the dus are not included in the sale. Why is he saying chutz me'elu? It must be that by adding that extra phrase, she'enu tzarich likach l'derech. What he's really trying to say is that I don't want to have to pay for a path to get to the bar and the dus. So you see that Rabbi Kiva darshins every extra word that a person says that he didn't have to say to mean something. That if I don't say chutz me'elu, they're anyway not included, but now I have to pay for a path. If I say chutz me'elu, so they were anyway not inclusive. So what am I trying to say? That now I don't have to pay for a path. So too, Rav over here holds like Rabbi Akiva that if you throw in the word yom an extra time in your Kabbalah's Nazirus, it must mean that you're being Makabal an entirely second period of Nazirus. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the top of Ches Amud Aleph. Everyone have a great day.